My name is Rhoda Morgenstern. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in December 1941.
I've always felt responsible for World War II.
You first met Rhoda Morgenstern on the Mary Tyler Moore Show that was a classic, and Valerie Harper creating that amazing character on that show from 1970 to 74, and then the character spinning off into her own series. Remember the old Rhoda Show from 1974 to 78. Valerie Harper then went on to her own series, Valerie, later on, a variety of television and motion picture and theatrical projects. She has worked with some of the greats, Paul Newman, Lucille Ball, Jackie Gleason, just to name a few, not to mention the legendary Mary Tyler Moore. She is a legend herself, a genuine television icon, and believe me when I tell you, one of the nicest, most down-to-earth, lovely, thoughtful people that I've met, never mind A-listers that I've had the opportunity to talk to, just one of the nicest people that I've ever met. Valerie Harper, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, my darling Dean. We have so many years behind us together. It's a joy to be there, whether on the phone or in your studio. You sound the same.
As I told you the other day when you were on the TV morning news with us today, at my at my office at the TV station, I have the picture in this very studio where I'm sitting right now. You and I just hugging. It's the most loving, wonderful picture. I mean, to me, that picture screams Valerie Harper and what your personality was and what our friendship.
You've talked to me about so many things over the years as my life changed, as it moved, as there were different projects that I have such a familial feeling about you, Dean. And also Chicago. I just love the place and have fond memories when I was married to a Chicagoan years and years ago. It's like ancient history because I've been married to Tony for, you know, we've been together 34 years. So this goes back, kid. And we're still cute, both of us.
That's very true.
I mean, Tony, I mean you.
Well, no, I think that you and Tony are pretty darn cute as well.
I know.
And talking about Chicago.
Mary sounds great. She really does. I love her voice.
Oh, our Mary DeBadges.
DeBadges. Is that Greek?
Mary?
It was DiBaggio, my late husband's.
Was DiBaggio. Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving it.
They took the O off, and now I sound Greek, but I'm really German and Irish.
You are just.
Anyway, nice to hear you
everybody.
All.
Thank you. I love you, by the way. I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars, and you know.
Well, that's what kept me on. I wasn't doing good work. I was doing my best, but I'm 73, and the kids were 24. You know, like almost 50 years, and I hadn't danced in 50 years. I stopped, you know, dancing on Broadway when I was 24. So it was but I wanted to do it just to participate.
You were fabulous.
I wasn't there to win, you know.
Valerie,
my husband,
yeah.
Tony Cacciati pushing me. He said, you don't have to win. You just have to get on there and participate and have people, even if they have diseases or whatever's in their life, there are many challenges worse than what I have. And you just keep on trucking.
Yeah, this was going on Dancing with the Stars came, I don't know if it was a month or a month and a half, something like that, after you getting the diagnosis about a year ago.
That's right. A
terminal cancer. It's a lung cancer that is spread to the lining of the brain.
That's right. You're the first one to really say it right.
Well, because you corrected me the other day.
Yeah,
you corrected me the other day. That's why I know.
Did I do that?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Because I want to say what it is accurately. Because you have been, just explain what your last year has been like.
And to be accurate, I don't know if you've even seen it in Chicago. I don't know if it's there. There's a newish, I don't know how new it is, a magazine that put on the cover, I'm cancer-free, which is untrue. That is not true. I still have lepto. It's in the lining of the brain, and it's microscopic. So they're kind of, you know, working with it. But the good news here, I have great news for everyone. And myself, it has not spread to other parts of the body. However, that doesn't make me cancer-free. So they took it a little out of context and put it on the cover. I wonder why.
Well, I wonder what that's been like for you in the last year. If at some point you just don't feel like this cancer has taken over defining who you are.
Oh, no, it's been wonderful, Dean, in that aspect. And I have a husband who, you know, he was very resistant to me even talking about dying. Let's get our will. Let's do this. and he came around in the most wonderful way. He's Italian-American. Mary's going to know what I'm talking about. And you don't talk about death because you bring it on. Right, Mary?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And he, we didn't have our will completed, not very much started, and we didn't have our decision about what we wanted done. I said, this isn't for me with cancer. This is for us because we're 73.
Yeah.
And it'll fall to our kids, and it'll be a mess. You can make funeral arrangements at 20, at 40. And you change it as time goes by. But what you must do is just admit, and that's what people are frightened of, and I think that's why horror movies work so well. We're all terrified to face death or even the idea of it, but it's so much a part of life. If we can just kind of take a deep breath, don't want to die, I sure don't, I want to live, I mean, I really do, but there it is, and I have to face it, and don't let the fear of it coming ruin this Easter, ruin this moment with you all. Do you know what I mean? It's, if you're worrying and upset about dying, you're not living in the time that you do have. So that's kind of wasteful, in my opinion. And Tony just insisted I go on Dancing with the Stars. He was great. And I said, but I have cancer. He said, that's why you should do it, because you have cancer. So I did. And I lasted for 5 dances, which was good.
On that show, I mean, that's really, really hard work, isn't it?
Oh, the cancer was fine. My knees, Dean. My knees, especially my left. Ah, Mary, thanks for the vote, but it got to be, please stop voting for me. I think that happened to Billy Dee just recently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his doctor said you can't go back.
Right.
But I had free and clear from my oncologist and from my regular doctor. They're all have been real supportive. They're supportive of acupuncture and this tea that I take. I took it this morning. It's a granules called traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, mm-hmm. And it's in packets from my doctor, and my oncologist said, that's great. Anything you want to do like that, run it by us first, because, you know, it's not a good idea to go forth with the medication I'm
could interact,
taking,
right?
Yep. Without talking to them, yeah.
But so you're taking teas, you're taking whatever organic and herbal treatments.
Yeah.
Are you going through chemo? Are you still going through chemo and things like that right now?
Yes, a type of chemo, but not the chemo intravenously. That's the one that goes in the bloodstream. I take Tarceva is the name of the pill, and I take, and my doctor said, let's get aggressive with this thing. Let's stop it because it's really advanced in your head. And the way they can see it, the disease is microscopic, but its effects are there. There's a protein that looks like little white squiggles or little tiny white snakes through my brain scan, and I have a brain scan every 2 months.
Yeah.
So they look at it and compared it to the last one. They've been getting progressively better, and I think it's because Ron Natale, wonderful Italian, his name means Christmas.
This is an all-Italian show that we're doing today, by the way.
What was that?
I say this is an all-Italian show that we're doing here today.
I know, except for my neurological oncologist. His name is Jeremy Rudnick, and he's adorable with the biggest baby blue eyes. The two of them are a team. That's what they're doing now. They're tag-teaming on cancer and specifically defining what you have. It used to be one size fits all, and it is anything but that. So I started taking these as Natale wanted me. They call it a pulse dose. Instead of one a day and then taking a day off, he said, take 7 at once.
Oh, wow.
And that hits you pretty hard. I mean, I wasn't vomiting, but I'd feel queasy, I would feel dizzy and weak. So I took my opportunity to lay in the bed and watch TV.
Yeah.
What better? And I don't have really, I can't say they're horrible side effects like people have, but I think less and less people are suffering dreadful side effects because of the refinement of the drugs, the refinement of the treatment, and what I would like would be accessibility for everybody. From Screen Actors Guild, as you know, Dean, I have great health insurance because this is an expensive disease,
sure.
And my heart breaks for the folks that don't have insurance that maybe, you know, they will in the future, and that's great.
And that's why you worked so hard with Screen Actors Guild for so many years.
Yes, I did.
To make sure that actors,
yeah,
to make sure that actors were covered and got proper benefits and so forth.
Yes. Oh, well, it's it was a great organization, and I'm glad they're there for me, as they are for other actors and performers. But the main thing was this getting used to, as you asked me, what's it like? And I kind of dread when I have to take the pills because I know I'm feeling not dreadful, but a little sick the next day, and I can't make plans. So I was sure I took it Friday midday so I would be able to talk to you coherently today. Mm. I'm actually talking too much. I should let you ask me questions, but you're used to me.
I don't want to only talk about this. I do want to talk about this
that.
TV movie.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
No.
That I am motor mouth.
Oh, no. You know? I love it. I love that. You're the easiest guest in the world to talk about. I could.
I ask one
question and I sit back for the rest of the time. But I want to talk about this TV movie that you've got that's on tonight. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back.
Sure.
The great Valerie Harper is on the Hallmark Channel tonight with the TV. It's not a TV movie. It's actually a series called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. And we'll talk about that when we come back. And if you would like to say hi to Valerie Harper, 312-981-7200 on WGN.
9, 10.
The scene the last time that Rhoda, Phyllis, and Mary got together on the old Mary Tyler Moore show. Mary Tyler Moore, and of course the great Cloris Leachman, and our special guest this morning, Valerie Harper. Do you talk to the girls once in a while, Valerie?
Well, this past year, April of 2013, I did a reunion show on Betty's show. It was called Hot in Cleveland.
Right.
And all five of us were a bowling team having a reunion after 50 years.
Oh,
so that was fun. And I talked to Mary just a few weeks ago, maybe a month now. Cloris I saw 2 weeks ago. We were doing a photo shoot for an Australian cancer specialist, just to help out. I do a lot of that, and I'm going to continue to. I'm working with the American Lung Association. They're a 100-year-old organization that does all kinds of work on asthma and emphysema and, of course, lung cancer and other diseases of the lungs. And I really want to help them get the word out about lung cancer in women. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of women, which I don't think people understand. And there's not a lot of money because they say they were smokers. 60% of the new cases are non-smokers.
Dean. Right, yeah, I've heard
and myself
that.
Included.
Yeah.
So it's just the environment, and it's really the genes, and that's what all this new research is good for. Like me, they had to identify what was in my head. They knew I had it, but it's hard to see it because it's such a small area, and it goes up and down the spine. It's in your spinal fluid, what I have, but they can see the results of it, and that's a white protein in the brain. So they look at the scan and say, oh, it's getting less and less, which is great, but I have cancer. I still do. I am not cancer free, but I may be, and that's what I'm holding out for.
How about that? I mean, a year ago they told you 3 months, and really anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Yeah, that was January 13th. Yes, it is, and that's why if I had sat all this time, I would have said, "Geez, I should have been out having fun," because now here it is. I'm seeing another Easter.
Yeah.
God bless, I'm thrilled about that. So
anything can happen, you know. I don't think I ever told you this. My brother, I have a brother who had a malignant brain tumor, and they gave him probably a year or two to live. That was over 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Over 20 years
ago. The doctors can only tell you what they have seen, what their experience is. Your brother is an exception, and may there be many, many more exceptions.
Yeah, how about that?
My doctor said nobody in worth their salt, oncologist, gives a real death sentence. But they do tell you this can be expected.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you. Because if everybody dies of lepto, it's, you know, this would be horrible of them to say, oh, yes, we'll cure this. This is nothing.
Yeah. They give you their best. It's their best guess with the best knowledge that they have at the time.
They can tell you and your family what to prepare for.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take it and put it in your being, in your spirit, and then it bleeds to your head, your mind, and your body. You can really, they're all connected.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of imagery, Dean. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I see myself getting rid of the little cancer guys. I yell at them. I tell them they're stupid. They're killing the host. They could stay if they don't grow crazy. You could just be here and let me live my life. Because after the pills wear off that first day, like today, I feel great. I took a Easter walk this morning, and the line was too long at Starbucks. So, you know, I just took the, you know, it was great. But I'm living my life. Tony and I are going to theater. I'm looking at new shows to do. But after that, I did a movie called Town That Came According. We did that in the summer, and then I started in end of August, September. I was doing Dancing with the Stars. And then this wonderful Martha Williamson, who wrote Touched by an Angel, wrote Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And she called and said, Val, I've got a great role. I'd like to write. I said, anything. She said, I'll send you the script. I said, just do it. I'm in. And it's great. I do it this Easter Sunday, and then the following Sunday I'm on again in the same character.
Yeah, tell me about
again. Teresa Capodimonte.
Because it is our all-Italian show that we're doing today.
It's turned into that. And Tony Cacciotti just walked in. That's my husband.
Oh, give him my love.
Give my love. Dean says hi, honey. Dean at WGN. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you.
I loved your quote about may you be happy with your family, have a late dinner, and may they love you enough to get out after dinner.
Yeah.
You just... hilarious.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to remember that one.
So tell us about this character that you play in Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Yeah, she's Italian-American, old-timer at the post office. She was voted Miss Special Delivery of 1969, and she is a star at the post office. However, her real dream was to go into show business, but she's in her 70s now, and who knows. So her hair reflects it. She's got this long, wavy, red, too long, too curly for a woman of her age, but that's okay. She's having a good time, and she is their supervisor. And why I say there, the stars of the show are these great, we got to watch these kids, they're incredible. Eric Mabius from Ugly Betty, Kristen Booth, Crystal Lowe, and George Gustafson. They are the postables. They are assigned to the dead letter office, which means trying to get mail to people, for some reason it's undeliverable. Either the address is messed up, or there's no... forwarding it, any whatever, and they are. It's kind of a detective show. They have to kind of find a way to get the letter to whomever it is by whatever leads, and you know, what's the word?
Means.
No. anyway, Tony's saying means. It's true. It is means. What do detectives get? Clues.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
And it's also romantic. It's funny. It's sad. The second week, not this week, but next Sunday is about an Afghanistan. Adorable young actor played this role, returning from active duty.
Yeah.
And this letter's been sitting there for 4 years. And it really is important he get it. So, you know, they're very great storylines. And I guess they're going to be... Don't you think they're going to be unending? Because every letter, every communication has a story.
There's so much potential to keep this going, and
it's going to be a hit. I really do. And it's so wholesome. Hallmark Channel does the greatest. I think lovely. You can watch it. Everybody can watch it on Easter Sunday together,
right,
and not be afraid with their kids. And now they're going into series, and to have Martha Williamson, the Touched by an Angel gal, doing it is a real get for them, and it's a great place for her to work because it's her sensibility.
In addition to some of the young names that you'd mentioned who are starring with you, get a load of this: Della Reese, Valerie Bertinelli, Mary Lou Henner. Did I hear Dick Van Dyke also?
Yes, Dick was supposed to do it, and he was doing a movie up there, but he got ill, and he's going to do it later.
Okay.
So that's a great reason to get them picked up again.
But also, another big name, I'll leave it to you.
What, did you say Carol?
I did not say Carol. That's the one
Carol
that I was going to...
Carol Burnett.
How about that?
We all want to work with Martha. Adela was her head angel, along with Roma Downey all those years. and Mary Lou's worked with her. We've all have, and we're very anxious to do her. She's the most wonderful young woman, and her writing is terrific, and I think people will enjoy it. I hope they do.
Valerie, it's so wonderful of you to take a few minutes. I know this has been such a busy week. You've been doing a lot of press. You've talked with, you were on with Steve Cochran here about a week ago. You did us with WGN-TV.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And we talked about you. I always do.
And
talk to anybody there. I said, oh, Dean, he has my heart.
Well, the feeling is mutual. I couldn't be happier just to hear your voice, just to hear your laugh. I'm imagining the many times we sat in the studio talking and you just holding my hand while we're talking.
Sometimes, because you're cute.
Well,
and the cute comes from inside as well.
Well,
that's what's nice about you, Mr. Dean.
I think that's what makes you so extra special. I couldn't be happier that you're doing well.
Look at your success. People love to be with you, Dean. I mean, you're lovely to be with, and I'm just reflecting what I see and, you know, experience. So,
well, look at this.
Not that I'm so wonderful. It's that maybe you attract wonderful.
She's trying to turn it on me. She's trying to turn this whole thing on me. It's all and it's all about you.
But I'm so happy to be working. I say thank you every day, not just for the day, but for, you know, the color of the cap on the water bottle. I mean, oh, what a nice blue. I try to live more fully and in the moment and not. I really try to drop the past. When I say drop it, don't let it guide me to such a. And I forgive. I look in my. Who are you resenting? Who are you holding things against? And work hard. I may not forget it. I may not think it was good what they did, but I try like heck to forgive them because then it's off of me. And then saying thank you for all the blessings. Oh, my God, I've had such a life, and I continue as long as I'm able. You know?
Well, all we can do, Valerie, is say thank you to you for all the wonderful entertainment that you've given us. I can only say thank you for the wonderful friendship. You and Tony are just some of the most lovely and wonderful people.
thank you.
And I hope that we have an opportunity to, you know, get a chance to say hi in person on one of these trips while I'm on one of the coasts. I'd love to come and say hello to you.
It would be great. Let's make this more often. Also, on this day of renewal, this day of Easter, it's wonderful be talking to you, Dean. It really is.
The feeling is mutual, and I know just from the reaction that we're getting on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, instant messages, all the ways that people contact us now, I hope you know how much you're loved by everybody. And
I do, and I think their love and prayers and good wishes and intention for my health has played a part in my surviving. So just one day at a time, and I take it moment at a time, and it's a great way to live. We should all do that, whether we have, you know, a diagnosis like mine or not, because there's people out there suffering with far worse than me. I think of the ladies that can't feed their kids, although they're working three jobs, you know.
Yeah.
And there's just so much that we as individuals can contribute and help, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as I can. And I have been so blessed by people enjoying my work and then supporting my life with their love. And don't think I don't get every single person's. I may not know them exactly, but I know they're there, and I know, and it's not a big mass. It's individuals. It's a collection of lovely individuals wishing me well. And it's supporting me, Dane. It really is.
You better believe it. Signed, Sealed, and Delivered is on the Hallmark Channel tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. This week and next week, you'll be able to see Valerie Harper. And a wonderful, happy Easter, Valerie, to you and Tony and your whole family. We love you so much.
I love you back, honey. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Valerie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we will get caught up with the news and also check your Sunday morning sports next on WGN.